This is SimWorld, a research work that aims to generate an entire video game city procedurally. Roads, buildings built on the fly, have a traffic system, everything. You can be a vehicle, a robot, or a human. And then put all of these smart AIs like ChatGPT, Gemini, DeepSeek in there. Then create a delivery economy and see what happens. So, what happens? Well, this is where the surprises and absolutely hilarious things happen. Okay, so multiple agents receive delivery tasks, pick up food from a restaurant, deliver to a location, and earn some income. Agents need to bid on orders, not get too tired, invest in efficiency upgrades like scooters, and so on. They also decide whether to cooperate or compete to maximize their income. Really cool. So, 6 incredible surprises happened that made me smile. Surprise number 1. So, what works here? Greed or stability? Well, of course, wait, what? What is going on here? Well, according to this, greed is what works best. Welcome to the real world! DeepSeek and Claude were the high rollers. They bet big, and they win big, and sometimes lose big. They had almost 70 units of profit, but look at this. Holy mother of papers! Their chaotic behavior creates huge variance. And Gemini, on the other hand, was much more steady and measured, with about 42 units of profit, but with much, much less variation. Also, get this. Previous generation AI, GPT-40 Mini. How did it do? It got 0. Nothing. It could simply not comprehend the rules and just stood there while the others were busy running their delivery empires. Surprise number 2. This is my favorite. Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai-Fehér. Researchers assigned big 5 personality traits to the agents. People study these in real humans too. And I was thinking, you need an AI agent that is high in openness to experience to succeed, right? Try new things. Wrong. Dead wrong. Get this. Agents with high openness kept exploring new methods. Yes, but too often. They became shopaholics and kept buying scooters that they never used and went broke. Absolutely hilarious. Meanwhile, conscientious agents that kept their heads down, ignored the shiny upgrades, and did the work. They did so much better. Surprise number 3. Undercutters. As agents had to bid against each other to get orders, a price war emerged. DeepSeek and Quen were notorious undercutters. They always bid significantly lower prices to guarantee that they win that contract. While ChatGPT refused to lower its prices and lost the contracts entirely. I find it hilarious that they also realized that if they bid suspiciously low prices, they could steal all the contracts. Capitalism, baby! The scientists also reported that some agents tried to find a bunch of cheap delivery orders and charge a fortune for it. Maybe someone falls for it. Yes, these AIs are scamming each other like crazy. Insanity. Now, hold on to your papers, fellow scholars, for surprise number 4. When researchers started flooding the market with orders. Then, what happened? Well, the agents started working harder to get rich. Kidding, that's not what happened at all. They got lazy instead. How? Well, they chose the do-nothing action a lot more often. Instead of hustling, no, they got lazy and decided to wait for the perfect opportunity instead. Surprise number 5. Your personality determines your fate. 3 amazing little nuggets here. If you actually want your orders delivered, you can choose someone who is conscientious. A strong positive correlation between conscientiousness and picking up orders. Much like in real life, these AIs are the boring winners. They don't spam the chat, they just sign the contract and do the job. Okay, I expected that. But I didn't expect this. AIs that are low on trait agreeableness, in other words, disagreeable, they just sit there and refuse to take up any work. These are the grumpy employees that clock in and just stare at the wall. Now, in AI form. That's hilarious. And now, the dreamers. We mentioned that AIs high in openness go broke because they always buy new, shiny stuff to try. But in reality, they also try to explore lots of unconventional bidding strategies. Essentially, they are too busy overthinking the metagame to actually deliver that pizza. Ha! So, what is the lesson here? Frankly, I have no idea. But this was super fun. Maybe that if you create a world that feels like the real world and imbue these AIs with human-like properties, they will behave a bit like humans. So, I guess we are now simulating entire economies where AIs develop strategies, buy stupid shiny things, go bankrupt, and undercut each other for fun and profit. All of this, of course, in a little simulated video game as a fun little experiment. What a time to be alive! Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell icon, and leave a really kind comment to get more papers like this from the YouTube algorithm. Here you see me running the full DeepSeek AI model through Lambda GPU Cloud, 671 billion parameters, running super fast and super reliably. This is insane. I love it, and I use it on a regular basis. Lambda provides you with powerful NVIDIA GPUs to run your own chatbots and experiments. Seriously, try it out now at lambda.ai/papers or click the link in the description.